And we welcome to PMP Network Tom Wilson. We had a Tom Wilson on here before, the guy who does Ziggy. This is not the same Tom Wilson. This is the Tom Wilson who played Biff on Back to the Future in the trilogy, which is amazingly was 20 years ago. It's hard to believe. But now Tom Wilson is known as a painter, and in fact, he'll be exhibiting his works at Nickelodeon Studios on April 29th. He paints some very interesting things. We're going to talk to him about that right now. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm doing okay.
Can you believe that it's been 20 years since Back to the Future?
I really can't. It feels like just yesterday I was in a car covered in manure.
Now, do you ever see Michael J. Fox?
I don't. Michael lives in New York City, so I haven't seen him in quite a while now. And he's really, he's doing far less public appearances and things like that. We would see each other once in a blue moon at some kind of a Back to the Future event that they would have. But now, I haven't seen him in quite a long time.
Did they do anything at all for the 20-year anniversary?
They had a special evening. There's a movie theater out here called the Arclight Cinema here in Hollywood, which is a big fancy schmancy theater. So they had an evening with a presentation of the movie on the big screen and a kind of a question and answer among the cast and things like that. So they had a special evening of it. But other than that, they haven't really made that big a deal about it.
Do they put the trilogy out on DVD yet?
The trilogy has been out on DVD. It's been out for about a year, so it sold really well, and now they probably have plans to make a new DVD for maybe the 25th anniversary, something like that.
Now,
I'm not sure what they're doing over at Universal.
Tom, did you do any commentary at all for the DVD collection?
I didn't. I just had to okay a lot of scenes and scenes that were cut from the movie and makeup tests, my own audition tapes. Through the Actors Union, the Screen Actors Guild, I had to okay their permission to use all that stuff, but I didn't do a commentary track or anything.
So they give you additional funds for when they put that thing out using your stuff?
I think so. Anyway, not very much at all. Some scale kind of thing that they do for, literally for videotape that I did in an audition for it. So I think they some stipend, but I'm not going to town or anything.
Before you were in Back to the Future, were you acting regularly a lot?
Yeah, I acted, in New York City in theater. I trained there. Then I came out here, and I was working. I was working in television. I was doing commercials. I was doing theater. I was doing stand-up comedy. And the first Back to the Future was my first feature film. Then I went on to about 25 more.
Wow.
Features and, a lot more TV stuff and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know you've done a lot of TV. In fact, I actually remember seeing you in an episode of one of my favorite shows that's no longer with us, Boston Public.
Boston Public, yeah. That was a great show. That was a great show. I was a part of that show. I was a character on the show Ed on NBC. A lot of people know me from the show Freaks and Geeks.
Right.
I played the coach and health teacher on Freaks and Geeks and just a lot of TV series.
That was a show that didn't get great ratings but became a cult classic.
It really is a cult classic. They just released a DVD set of Freaks and Geeks, which is actually kind of going through the roof for a DVD set of an obscure TV show. It's amazing the people that will come up to me and say, "Yeah, boy, that was such a shame that show got canceled." So, Freaks and Geeks was quite a show. I think we shot 18 episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
And but still, the DVD sells well, and people are just loving that thing.
Well, it's a great show, and the people who crave the show, there's really no place for them to watch it. So, it was natural.
And it's the most extensive DVD collection I've ever been a part of, man. And I did, the Back to the Future movies. They did 10 hours of extra material and all kinds of things. Freaks and Geeks, they pulled out all the stops. It's an amazing DVD collection of commentaries and stuff. Judd Apatow, the executive producer of the show, had me and a couple of the other actors do a commentary of one of the episodes in character. So we're sort of improvising a commentary in character. It's kind of amazing.
How did you put together the character of Biff and Griff and Buford? I assume they gave you some direction, but... What was it?
They did. I was beaten up a lot as a kid, so I was just doing an impression of the guys that I looked at in high school that were pummeling me, you know, before I added like 50 pounds and a foot of height.
Yeah, that happens to some of us. I was a little geek when I was younger, and I grew about a foot and 70 pounds or so in 3 years.
Yeah, everyone thinks that I was that, you know, big man on campus or something when I was young. No, I was a skinny, you know, skinny asthmatic kid playing the tuba in the band and squeezing my inhaler.
So, well, that's not a pretty picture there, is it, Tom?
Yeah, paint your own picture. I was not big man on campus at all.
Yeah.
I was the tuba player with asthma.
So you would think then, Tom, thinking about this, that you wouldn't want to go back in time and relive your childhood of geekdom, but you have through your paintings.
I sure have. I mean, that's the kind of fun thing, is I've been painting these toys from the past, which are really interesting. Well, they're exciting to me. They're still life paintings. You know, they're paintings of something and something beautiful. However, they're just not a painting of like a bunch of flowers in a vase with a couple of apples. It's a painting of, say, a Hot Wheel car doing a loop-de-loop, a ViewMaster, a Frisbee flying through the air, yo-yos.
One of my favorites is the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I get guys go crazy over that painting. I painted a gigantic painting of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and the view of the painting is sort of as if you're at ringside for the Rock'em Sock'em Robots match.
Exactly. You're right outside the ropes with the yellow platform, and
exactly.
You're right there.
So they're fun paintings in that way. I mean, I'm glad I've done these paintings where you know, guys will see a painting, a giant painting of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and just go, "Oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen."
You got lots of ray guns, which people love too, and
yeah, yep, ray guns,
popsicles.
Yep, popsicles. Evel Knievel thermos. I love that painting. Just, I love the idea of a thermos with Evel Knievel on it. It's like this daredevil risking his life on a motorcycle, but they make a thermos for cold milk for a little child to have for his lunch.
It's interesting. And you call this Big Pop Fun.
Big Pop Fun. Yeah, because that's what it is. That's what it is. And that's the website is bigpopfun.com. Because I, you know, everyone tries to get how would I describe my paintings, what kind of line do I have. I'm a painter of light, painter of color, painter of this and that. I just thought, look, they're big, they're pop, and they're fun. Bingo.
I think it's great when it says over here, a Fox News feature, one of the things they said, who knew Biff was so talented?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I worked at it, and I went to went to art school and studied a lot, and it's just the ultimate dream of mine, I guess, wasn't to paint gigantic landscapes or portraits of people. It was really to paint maybe a Hot Wheels car going through a loop-de-loop.
I think it's really great. It's a lot of fun. You know, I've had Leroy Neiman on the show and many of the great artists of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been lucky enough to have them send me things so I have my walls covered with original art. I do have a Tom Wilson, but it's a Ziggy cartoon, an original Ziggy.
Oh, wow.
But Tom Wilson did send me some photos. So here I am. Here you go.
Really?
I'll show that to the people here at the studios here. You can see Tom Wilson's paintings on the photos, but we don't have any paintings to show you.
They're
here
beautiful.
At the PNPNetwork.com studios.
Oh, look at
studios.
That.
Terrible.
Look
terrible.
At that thing. Gorgeous.
They are very nice. They are lovely. I like the glider one, too, especially in the sky. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Starfire. Those old gliders that that we used to get made of balsa wood, that, you know, they would fly beautifully about four times until they hit the side of the garage. And then, you know,
fly
one
apart
of the wings
in pieces.
Get clipped. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're just, I don't know, they're beautiful. They're beautiful flying in the air.
I just like that. I mean, this is really cool stuff, folks. If you're looking for something nostalgic, this is definitely it. And it's great art, too. I'm enjoying the flyer. And the one also, the squirt gun is cool, too.
I really like the squirt gun painting. I think the squirt gun painting really puts everything in a proper perspective. Look, it's just a little squirt gun. It's a very simple little toy that costs less than 50 cents. But in its own way, it's a beautiful little thing. It's a wonderful shade of blue, And it's fun, and it's evocative, you know, for everybody. Everybody sees these objects, and it's really not about me as the painter, or it's not about some beautiful, you know, vision of a person in the painting. It's just a squirt gun. So what the painting is all about is your memories of your squirt gun when you were a kid.
And one of the things we used to have, I had all these games when I was a kid, because I was a spoiled little brat. I had the football thing, the vibrating football thing. And I see you've got that in here.
You turned it on and every guy immediately ran for the sideline.
It was the coolest game. That in my hockey games with the things. I haven't seen any of those in here. But
the flipper tape. You haven't seen the hockey one?
No.
Oh, but keep looking. It's in there. Yeah. Keep looking.
I'm just looking at the ones you sent me in a photo of in the mail here.
Oh, okay. See? Well, on the website, I've got a big, like a 36-inch by 48-inch painting of that table hockey where you flip the little aluminum hockey players.
That was my favorite thing to do.
Yep.
In fact, I still played that even when my son was born, and then when he became 3 or 4 years old, 5, 6 years old, he destroyed the entire thing that I had for 30 years.
Oh.
Doesn't take long.
eBay.
I could do that.
They have them on. You know what the weird thing is now? I'm being contacted by these people, literally the hockey game painting that I painted and the electric football game painted. There are like leagues of adult guys that will come together and play electric football and play table hockey. There are table hockey leagues.
Yes, there are. I was in one, actually. I was a champion of one of them, yes, in New England.
Yeah, now, you know, they make table hockey games with plastic players and with, you know, plexiglass walls, all kinds of stuff. Because, you know, it's something to do. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Unfortunately, when you become like us and in your business and all that stuff, it's very tough to find time to play things like that. But it's a relaxing thing to do, though. That's
sure,
for sure.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, beats watching dumb TV shows.
What dumb TV shows would there be? I don't know. Are there any shows, actually, that you like to catch when you were sitting home?
No.
You don't watch TV at all? Really?
Honest to goodness, I don't. I don't watch it. I prefer, going to my studio and painting or, spending some time with my kids or, as a father of four, my dad's card's full anyway. So it's not too frequently you say, well, let's sit down and take a gander at some of these newfangled TV shows. I just don't get to see them. And,
you're a father of four?
I'm a father of four, yes.
Wow. Yeah. What's the youngest and the oldest?
The youngest is 8, and the oldest is 17.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got one of every size.
Any of them going to follow in Dad's footsteps in the arts?
My oldest daughter is about to go off to college and study theater and music. So I put one of those shock collars on her that you use for dogs. And every time she thinks about show business, I give her a brief jolt of electricity.
Yeah.
But that hasn't worked at all. She's determined to do it. But, you know, she's wonderful. She's great at it. And look, it's a perfectly viable career to have. It's a very difficult career. It's very competitive. But it's worthwhile. It's worthwhile. I mean, why not follow your dreams, whatever they may be?
Yeah, even if it doesn't work out, at least you tried.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It does. Things don't necessarily have to work out for you to follow your dream and have wonderful experiences and a great self-respect.
Exactly. Well, I think that that people are going to really love these paintings, and I want to send folks over to the bigpopfun.com.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I hope people enjoy them. They sure have been. They have been for quite a while now. I'm keeping painting them. I just finished an 8-foot-long painting of a Tonka hook and ladder fire truck.
Now, these paintings that you're doing here, are you going to sell all the paintings, or are you doing prints? How are you distributing?
I'm doing prints as well. I have the original oil paintings, but they're kind of expensive because an original oil painting is very difficult to finish. Takes a long time. So
right.
I'm doing prints and posters of everything, so people can. Yeah, people can have something up on their wall for not very much at all.
That's a cool thing. I love the stuff. And there's another site here too, TomWilsonUSA.com. What is that?
They're the same thing. One of them just is like contact information for people for my acting career or, you know, stand-up comedy and that stuff. But they'll go to the same place. I mean, it's just about paintings.
Now, what's the? Are you doing any more stuff we can see you on television or in the theater or movies?
Well, I was just on the ABC show called Rodney with the comedian Rodney Carrington. Next week, I'm on a Nickelodeon TV show called Zoe 101.
Oh, that's the one with Jamie Lynn Spears.
That's right.
My daughter and son like that show.
Oh, yeah, mine too. So I'll be on Zoe 101, and you know, just as an actor, I just keep getting out there and listen to SpongeBob SquarePants, actually. I do a number of voices on that show.
What do you do on there?
Oh, many, many things. I was just in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. I played Victor, the bartender and bouncer at a big bar called the Thug Tug. And let me see, on the show, my goodness, I've played a lot of characters.
Give me some of them so we can recognize them. My kids can listen and go, oh, that's the guy.
Flats the Flounder, Reg, the bouncer at the Salty Spittoon, Patrick's dad, his fake dad and his real dad, the Tattletale Strangler, the Police Commissioner Bikini Bottom, lots and lots of characters.
It's interesting because we have a lot of people who do, you know, characters for a living. They just do voiceovers. And they tell me it's one of the most lucrative things they can do, and it's great because they don't get recognized except when they do their voice.
They're right. I mean, the people that do that, I don't, I've been in lots and lots of animated TV shows, but I don't just make that my primary living like some of these guys do. And yes, it's quite true. The guys who work lots of TV shows and do it a lot, it can be quite lucrative. And yes, there's nothing like being rich and anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, really, I remember a guy, Rob Paulson's one of them.
Oh, Rob is an old friend of mine.
Yeah,
I know Rob.
He's done some promos for us here and stuff like that, and he's really, you know, very highly recognizable, but one of the nicest down-to-earth guys that no one would know if they walked into him.
Rob's a great guy. Great guy. And, you know, and he's very good at what he does, so he makes a really great living at it.
Yeah, and why shouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way I look at it. Well, it's great to talk to you.
It's a great pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me.
And I hope that things go really well for you in terms of your art.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, I won't mind if I get something sent to me here at the station to put up on our wall.
You may just get that.
It's good
so
to talk.
Start running to the mailbox.
Take care, Tom.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.